What was the first job?
My first job when I got out, found. Well, I worked in produce business a little bit with Dad, and I did some of my own. Other than that, the first job I got was working at 104th and Holgate out here. There used to be Holgate Farms. I don't know if you heard of that or not. It used to be the largest meat selling place in the country. And this guy, I tell you, guy had a produce stand there, mm-hmm. inside of it, and I went to work there. Then I worked there for a year. Then I went in business for myself in a produce for a while. Mm-hmm. And then I, when I went there, when I was working there, there was a little coffee shop there, and my first wife went to work there as a waitress. And that's where I met my first wife.
Mm-hmm. And her name was?
Wanda. Was her name. We were married 46 and a half years.
Uh-huh.
And then we went in business for a while, and then I quit, just give that up. And we went out to find some jobs, and she went to work at, maybe you remember, Flanagan's Restaurant, 82nd and Powell. Used to be a huge drive-in there. It's gone now.
It was called what again?
Flanagan's Restaurant.
Flanagan's.
She went to work there. And I was out looking for a job. I couldn't find a goddamn job. And she came to me. She says, then Portland Traction Company, she says, is hiring bus drivers. The bus driver's in here, says they're hiring. And she says, you go to 28th and Burnside. Well, I'll show you how much I knew about this damn city. I went to 28th and West Burnside. Well, there was no 28th and West Burnside. Go try to check it out. It ain't there. Finally, a guy told me it's the other way, so I went over to 28th and Burnside, and I got hired as a bus driver that day. That's the first. That's about all the jobs I had.
Have you got a date on it?
No, I would say it's either October. I think it's August 28th, 1952.
Mm-hmm. And you were married already?
Yeah.
Up to this time. What were you thinking, say, from high school on? What you were thinking you were going to end up doing?
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Some things.
Now, in those days, all you needed, nobody had any money. You're broke and your ass, you know. Yeah. Trying to do is find a job to survive. You didn't know. I didn't have nothing. Mm-hmm. You got to realize, I spent 4 years in that service. And when you and I went in there, I had a car. I had clothes. You know, when I come out, I ain't got a goddamn thing. You ain't got no clothes. Your clothes ain't gonna fit you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give you no clothes. Son of a bitch, they give you $100 to pay your way from San Diego or wherever hell ever got up back. That's all. Mm-hmm. This government ever give anybody mm-hmm. is $100. You had no clothes, you had absolutely nothing. In fact, if you didn't have a home, well, hell, luckily I had parents I lived with. Mm-hmm. I lived with my parents until I was 21. I never paid no board, no room, no nothing. I had good parents, follow me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never paid any of that shit. But you had nothing. The only goddamn money that was ever given to us in 4 years of hell was the state of Oregon. I can remember I was driving bus, so this had to be quite a few years after the war. Give a $500 bonus. A $500 bonus to the people of the state of Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And we got $20 a week when we got out of the service first. Mm-hmm. And we bought a job. That's all the hell we ever got. So you had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So what the hell? You gonna be a career? You gonna go with a great program? They're gonna send you to school. How the hell are you gonna live?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll pay your tuition. It's bullshit. They pay your living. You know, you had nothing in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I had a good parents. I had a good home.
Mm-hmm.
I met Wanda. We had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.